Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We're working on getting David Lappin on the show. We're having some telecom issues, and we're working on that right now. His book is called Lead by Greatness, and how character can power your success. And you know, one of the things that I've been worried about for a long time now, you've heard me talk about this. I have been saying this for a long time on this show, and that is that we have a leadership crisis in America. And all you have to do is watch Washington and Wall Street, either one of those places, and if you want to see it converge and be in your face like nothing else, look at when the two of them get together. And it's all about, and I agree with the premise of David's book. It's all about character, folks. We've got to fix this, and he has some ideas about that. David Lappin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. Thank you for being here. Congratulations on your book. The book is called Lead by Greatness, How Character Can Power Your Success. David, I don't know about the rest of the world. I've traveled other parts of the world, but from a leadership standpoint, in America, I don't think Main Street America has a leadership problem, because I know what Main Street looks like. I know who leads on Main Street, and that's small business owners. And small business owners are high character. And the reason is because we got nowhere to hide. We got nowhere to go. We can't obfuscate. Whatever we do is right there for anybody to see. So it hardens our character and makes us prove ourselves. But you get to these large size organizations, and I think that's where character breaks down. What do you think?
Yeah, it's quite amazing, because I've been humbled and very, very surprised as I've worked with some of these leaders, some of the large organizations too, both in preparing for the book and in the consulting work that I do, how many exceptional people I've come across. And I wonder, Jim, whether a lot of it isn't also the media that seems to thrive on the bad stories, that seems to really pick out and blow up the disappointing ones, the ones that really let us down. And of course, there are plenty of those.
Well, now one thing, David, I don't want anybody to think that I'm aligning all people who work in for big organizations, government or otherwise. You and I both know plenty of high character, high quality individuals. My concern is that the organization itself, for example, on Wall Street or when you get to the publicly traded side of the marketplace, the desire to drive the share price, I think, compromises character. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, but I think that the market is, so to say, to blame. I think that the relentless pursuit of growth measured on a quarterly basis.
Bingo.
No matter how well you did last quarter, you've
Thank
got
you.
To do better this quarter.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
The quarterly conference call is the enemy of capitalism, in my opinion, and the enemy of developing character in your employees. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. And then you have the occasional CEO that can stand up to that. But the pressure is relentless.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about some of the things that will help people stand up to that. Let's talk about some of the things that you discuss in your book. What are some of the, when you think of a leader, a true quality leader, what are some of the characteristics of that person?
It's interesting, Jim, that there are obviously many characteristics that are responsible for it, but we kind of distilled it to eight primary characteristics. When I looked at the people and spoke to them about what they really attributed their success to, and spoke to leaders of very fast-growing companies, we found that they attributed it to character traits, that they'd learned, not in business school, of course, but they'd learned either from parents or from exceptional mentors that they'd come across.
Right.
And some of those were the first and foremost one is a real sense of purpose and destiny, where they believe they've been put in this world for something bigger than their own lives, certainly bigger than making money and profits. They saw a higher purpose, and they saw their work as a vehicle to getting to that higher purpose.
How much do you think? How much do you think having a faith-based background contributes to that kind of thinking?
That's a great question, and I would say that it certainly makes it a lot easier.
I'm not saying people of faith own the franchise on character.
Right.
I'm not saying that at all. You and I know that's not true. But I'm a Christian, you're a Jew, and a rabbi, by the way. But I do believe that that's a good place to find training and mentors in character. What do you think?
Yes, because I think apart from anything else, it at least balances the pressure. You've got another shareholder. You've got somebody else who has expectations of you.
Right.
It's not only Wall Street that you serve. You have a higher cause.
Well, one of the reasons I think the only reason I brought that is because of what you said about having something greater than yourself to live for. Subordinating me for anything else, any time in your day or your week or your year. What do you think?
Right. A huge help to be able to counter the pressures of society to perform financially only.
Right.
And certainly in many of the people I spoke to, I said there happens to be people of faith, but it's not a happenstance.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you talk about in your book about lead by greatness is authenticity, and that's a topic that I really feel strongly about.
Right, and the authenticity was another one that came out so clearly, that really being able to make choices and decisions that come deep from within you, and that's really where it is, which shows a method that I've used now for many, many years in consulting. I've used it in my rabbinic work as well,
right.
where we help people map out what we call their spiritual fingerprint, which is actually a map that distinguishes the choices you make, the things that drive your choices,
mm-hmm.
the beliefs that are non-negotiable, and mm-hmm. how you trade those beliefs off.
I've got a few quotes to support that. When we come back after these messages, I'll set you up with those quotes and see what you think about those. David Lapin, ladies and gentlemen, is our new friend and our guest. He's the author of Lead by Greatness. It's outstanding. I encourage you to check it out. He and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.